Here's Sub-Zero. Now, Plane Zero.
Plane Zero. Plane Zero. Plane Zero. Plane Zero. Holds up. Holds up. Holds
Hello. And welcome to another exciting episode of Plane Zero, the podcast dedicated to finding out if the movies of the past hold up in the present so that you can watch them in the future. This is episode 488. My name is Travis.
Nick.
And Jim is still jury dutying it up. Go to planezero.com. You can find, you know, links to follow us as well as the store tab where you can buy stuff, like, subscribe, do all the things that you need to do. You can follow Plane Zero on YouTube. We do post videos occasionally of us trying random candies and snacks and protein shakes. It's a weird combination. Anyways.
Give me the goosebumps.
Give me the goosebumps. And this week, you picked the movie.
I picked the 90s. I don't, it wasn't a hit. It probably was on video, though.
It was kind of a hit.
Yeah.
In they movies? Made three sequels.
No, I know, for video. Like, I'm sure it blew up on video.
Because Knuckle Up, which was the second one, right?
Yeah. So I chose Three Ninjas.
Or was it Kickback? Because those are the sequels.
No, there was Kickback, Knuckle Up, and High Noon Omega Mountain. So, sorry. Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan. Because Kickback was definitely also in theaters.
Yes. No, I think they all were.
So it made enough money to warrant that.
So this is a story that makes no sense, but obviously they're butchering.
It was 1992, by the way.
They're butchering and raping the term of ninja, I guess, because what it.
It's really just karate.
Really, ninjas.
They're learning ninjutsu.
Ninjas are
jujitsu.
In reality, ninjas were just like assassins.
Correct.
And they were not good. They were just did what they had to do. But in this movie, they try to act like they're good. You have the grandfather from, well, who the guy who fought Lopan.
Egg Shen.
Light up the eyes, boys, as he says in this movie. But he's their grandfather who's a ninja who. And he was a ninja, and he trains ninjas.
And he was actually kind of a bad guy.
Yeah, well, he didn't know that the guy, Snyder, who is like a fake Steven Seagal, but probably in more shape than Steven Seagal.
Yes.
And probably a better actor, because Steven Seagal sucks.
Snyder, he was always hitting on that woman in the apartment and trying to and having to fix
stuff.
All
the women.
Yeah.
And so.
That was One Day at a Time?
Yes.
Yes.
So the grandpa from...
He had a mustache.
He did. So their grandfather, he banged this like tall white lady, some Amazon of a woman. And then they had a daughter who's half Asian and half white who banged this white guy and they have kids.
And so this is something I want to speak to. They're all horribly cast because you know what? Those kids should look... Japanese.
So, no, maybe Tum Tum's close.
They should look a little Japanese.
No,
and
but
even
barely.
More, and even more importantly, their mom should look half Japanese.
I know. I was like, she's half?
She's half Japanese.
I know.
And she's... They are all... They just got white actors.
All white people. And so... But
they should have just said she was adopted or something. Like, so, they could have done that and it would have been fine.
And then... I would say, though, with the kids that they cast on, like, how they do... They're, like, pretty good at it. Like, I think they did a good job of... They don't know how to play sports. Which I could tell in the whole basketball part, which we'll get to later. But so they're like, he's training them and he gives them nicknames, Rocky, Colt, and Tum Tum.
They're not nicknames.
That's their names.
There's their ninja names. Those are their names.
Which
it was their naming day.
Which I'm sure always ninjas do all this stuff. So every time, I just want to say my children love this movie. They thought it was great and they thought it was funny. Which I did, because this movie just reminds me of my little brother, because we watch it like 9,000 times. And I watch it with you a lot, probably.
You definitely watched it with your old brother-in-law a lot.
Yes.
And I would sometimes catch it, viewings of it with you guys. Like, I would get shrapnel of those viewings.
Yeah. And then...
But also the guy at the beginning when he says, you're under arrest. But it's also, it's like, also they got a white guy to play a sheik.
They do.
Undercover. Luckily, it's undercover, but it's like also the FBI is stupid to get a white guy to play that guy.
They did that, but then they let him. He was unarmed and close to him. It's like, what are you guys doing? But I guess that's different. And then their dad is chasing this guy
because he's an FBI agent.
Yeah, who used to be friends with their grandfather. The dad does not like their ninja training, and then he the bad guy escapes on a helicopter, 90s, 80s bad guy style. Nice of you to drop in. Like, he says all these great lines, by the way. Like, very, like, bad guy on the nose kind of sayings, which is like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. This movie's, like, really short, but it, like, it went by really fast. I know this movie sucks, but it was,
it does. I mean, it does jump around really quickly.
It just gets into it. And then he has this lawyer who's Jewish, and he is doing a stereotypical, like, Jewish lawyer guy. Oh, my God, my asthma. He doesn't say that, but that's just the South Park version of it. But he's a guy who's, like, a bumbling, like, I don't even know. Like, I don't know what his job is. What is he?
His job is beach.
Like, he's just there?
No, that's Ken's job.
No, I mean, is that all he does?
No, he's his lawyer.
Is he, though?
But he also is, like, the guy who, like, arranges meetings and shit.
Like, I mean, he's basically doing, like, a Woody Allen impression. And then they need to kidnap the kids. But then
I want those boys.
Wait, he goes to the grandfather's house to threaten him? Or tell him to keep training his men.
He wanted him to come back and work with him.
But then the grandfather said no, and then they do the stunt double thing.
Oh my God! Like, when they actually show it,
it's amazing.
It is so clearly a stunt double that it's amazing.
Well, it's like
the guy's a different build.
Wait, what made fun of him? What was it? I'm gonna get you, sucker.
Oh yeah,
like that. I'm like, did they see that? No, but that was before this.
Correct.
But, I mean, it's obviously just some dude who has a pillow in his shirt.
Yeah.
It's not as terrible when they first do it because he's wearing a hat. But then after that, it's just amazing. Because, I mean, that dude's old.
Correct.
He's an old, tiny man. And then
he gets held like a puppy.
At the end. He's tiny. And I was like, he could probably lift him like that. He's fucking small as shit. Or that part where they're like, who is that? And he's just walking up. I was just in the neighborhood. It's like you're walking wearing that fucking outfit. Just like a ninja. You look fucking stupid. But anyway, the lawyer says that he has his sister's
It's his nephew,
kid,
yeah.
His sister's kid. And they're like stereotypical. They talk like Ninja Turtles.
They're surfer guys who love Metallica.
Well, yeah, one of them does.
Well, they put the stickers on the phone booth too.
And they're talking like Ninja Turtles or surfer dudes.
Didn't Jim have that shirt?
Yes.
Okay.
I remember I had that shirt.
Yeah.
But so I'm going to say that these three guys did an amazing job acting. Just how they did it.
They're very polite
thieves. And their timing. Like, and crooks. It's kind of funny how they do it. So they shoot by the guy's head, like, and all the money in your cash register. He's like, hey, use your phone. Like, you know.
Because he gets paged.
It's a guy from Back to School. Summer School.
Summer School. Correct. Yeah, he's the... Was he... No, he wasn't the stripper. Was he? No,
he wasn't the stripper.
He was the...
He was the football player.
He was the football player who ends up with Courtney... No, with Shawnee Smith.
Gets her pregnant.
He didn't get her pregnant.
Oh, that's not his kid.
No.
What an idiot. Anyway. So they go and try to kidnap the kids, but then also the kids at the same time because Rocky.
It turns into a Home Alone.
No, well, not yet, because Rocky is with Emily. Well, there's Emily who, I'm just saying, like, I mean, she had to know someone in production, right?
But she was a kid. How would she know anyone in production?
They probably knew like her somehow because she's.
What's wrong with her? Why? What are you trying to say?
She's an ugly little kid. That's why. I mean, because you know, it's like you have casting people for this reason. She wasn't a good actress, and it was just. And all the kids are riding their bikes and being cool, and then they leave her alone, and then these thugs.
You always have to show off.
And these thugs.
If you weren't showing off.
Who's a fat black kid, and then this white kid who's dressed like a thug. And then they have little, like, cronies around them. And they take her bike. And then they play basketball. But it becomes violent. They play two-on-two, and the kids want to use their martial arts on them, but they don't. Because, you know, ninjas wouldn't do that, but they would.
But he makes them stop.
He stops them.
Colt, or Rocky stops Colt.
And then they play this
but
song.
But also, I don't know if you know this, but Rocky, he loves Emily.
Yeah, I think he
Rocky
does.
Rocky loves Emily.
I think I heard that a few times. And they play basketball and score 100 points in a row. It's like it's to 10, but they score a lot. The bad guys only score once, and then they win. So it makes no sense. Makes no sense at all.
She's, by the way, Emily is still in show business, but she's a producer.
Oh, okay.
Like, she's produced a lot of shit.
Really?
Like, I mean, not like crazy things, but it's a lot of TV stuff. Interesting. Because I was just trying to see if any of these people are actually still acting.
Chris Evans is a
It's Rocky. Not Chris. He's not Chris Evans.
He kind of looks like him.
No. No, he's definitely only, like, yeah, he's really only been in.
He wasn't even in Three Ninjas 2.
Correct. They recast him.
Wait, didn't they recast Tum Tum also?
Probably eventually.
I think Colt, because Colt was the cool one, which we all know. I mean, come on. That kid was the cool one. And he was wearing one of those like.
That's what she looks like now. That's Emily.
He was wearing one of those cool like cool guy sweaters. You know what I'm talking about with the hood. It was a shirt, really. But had a hoodie on it.
Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like a cross-color shirt.
And then there was no teachers there. They were just letting these kids fight.
There was at the end.
And then he shows
He blows
up.
A whistle. Everybody get back into class. Fucking
But
terrible.
Then when those surfers are chasing them, and he's like, slow down. Like, that's funny. Slow and slow down. Like, I don't know why it's so funny. And then they hit the cop car, and then when they drive by them, and they go, somebody's got a ticket. Shut up. He's like, the kid's not you. And then it becomes a Home Alone.
That's right. He was also the guy who was in summer school is also the guy's gay son. I love my gay son.
I love my dead gay son.
In Heather's. That's right.
But there is a part that I've remembered since I've seen this as a child. When, because Tum Tum, he's called Tum Tum because he eats everything.
Because it's his tummy.
Yeah, and then, his tum-tum. But then they're going to bed, and he's like, anyone want jelly beans? They're like, no, and they all say goodnight, and then he goes, sugar not jelly bean. I don't know, it's fucking hilarious. My son also laughed out loud at that part. But then it becomes a home alone.
Then it turns into a Home Alone when they are supposed to be getting kidnapped.
But then he sprays his mask. They only wear their mask like once.
Colt's is the only one that gets sprayed.
But then
when, it's to blend in with the white.
But the whole thing when he's in there and like they're punching each other, it's like that's good stuff.
When they're making yeah,
I like
the
everything with them is great with the surfer robber guys. It's very entertaining.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
this was a rough watch for me.
It
dog.
Wasn't for me. It
we loved.
Like,
I mean, I get that we all enjoyed it as kids, but I've still never seen any of the sequels.
I've seen the second one. I've never seen the third one.
That's Knuckle Up.
Yeah, I've never seen that one.
I've also never seen High Noon at Mega Mountain.
I have seen that one. Hulk Hogan.
That's the one with Ernest, right?
Yeah.
Jim Varney's in that one too.
I mean, he's not playing Ernest.
I know.
The Three Ninjas in Ernest versus Hulk Hogan. Why didn't they ever do that? Why didn't they make mashups like that? That's a shame.
Like Ernest and Pee Wee Herman?
That would have been too much. My head would have exploded as a child if I saw that. They were like my two favorite characters, I feel like.
They're both no longer with us.
Rest in peace to Ernest and Pee Wee. P. Pee-wee didn't teach you anything, man. That's what a weird kid show.
Because it wasn't originally created, like the character wasn't originally created to be a kid's.
No, but the but character. When they but turned it into a kid show,
there was. I mean, there was some stuff. I feel like in Playhouse,
was there?
Yeah, there had to.
I feel like that show was just weird and crazy. Like when you watch shows now, like all shows, like have some sort of like thing to try to teach you. But, so they do a Home Alone, and then they invented the Dumb and Dumber stole this.
Oh, the laxative stuff? Emily tries. Also, why is everyone just assuming that's your beverage? Like that you can just come in and drink that beverage.
I do that.
That is true.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I wouldn't, if I was in someone else's house, I wouldn't do that. If I'm in my own house, I would do that.
Like Emily just comes in, gonna drink that soda.
Come over. He does a little kid voice. And then, yeah, so they, and also when Tum Tum says, I hope you save some pizza for us. It's funny.
This was a rough watch, dog. I don't know, man. I told you and Jim, this movie's like the Power Glove. It's so bad.
And they had a stereotypical babysitter. She had rollers in her hair.
Yeah. That was weird. Why would you come over with the rollers in your hair?
She had no lines.
No, she just looks sad when she's covered in pizza. Mm. Yeah.
And then,
Tum-Tum always having the red vine coming out of his mouth, like a cigar.
And then they get kidnapped, and then they have to get out themselves. Oh, and then Oddjob, the actual original Oddjob from
and they James Bond. They actually think that their grandpa is involved with them, so they stop trusting their grandpa for like a minute.
It's literally, yeah, it's probably like a few minutes.
And he's like, oh, here, I came to help you.
Because he knifes a dude in the chest. I was like,
they murder people.
Actually killed that guy.
He murdered it. That was a murder.
And by the way, all these ninjas are white guys with goggles.
That do nothing.
But
also,
they're kids.
He can't unsheath his sword because they're in a little hallway.
And that was funny.
But it's like, no, you could still pull it out. You just have to. This movie, dog.
This is entertaining.
No. The nostalgia didn't do anything for me in this. I was just like, oh, I remember this.
It definitely did for me.
Because we would always say, hey, little horse, how about some hay?
How about laugh?
And then, yeah, that's the other thing is like, he's doing the whole, like, his cronies didn't laugh, like, laugh. But he doesn't even give them a minute. Like,
he says it right away.
He is a classic bad kid acting. Yeah. Where it's like, hey, little horsey, how about some hay? Laugh. Like, that's how much, it's like laugh. A run-on sentence, but he looks at them like, laugh.
And then, oh, and then Oddjob gets beat up by them because they're practicing on a dummy earlier.
They light the eyes.
And then the stun double fights Steven Seagal, but he has a sword at first. I'm like, that's unfair. But then he throws a powder bomb in his face, and then he lifts him up. He's laughing, but he chokes on a jelly bean that Tum Tum gave him earlier.
Yeah.
and then their terrible dad, their terrible father, who doesn't have time for them.
I'm gonna go have pizza with my heroes.
Yeah. And I was like, fuck him. They should be like, fuck you, man. You don't want us to do anything. And they spent all summer with their grandfather. He doesn't want them to do karate. But yet he has them there with them.
Karate.
And he's just an asshole. And they try to tell him anything. He's like, you just tell me there. Because he's so involved in this case. But yet the grandfather knows.
I want Snyder.
Guy. I don't understand. Like, that doesn't make sense. I mean, it's not a good movie.
So, yeah, I mean, it's like, a lot of things. It feels like there's sense. Like this aspect of if they had like, this is one of those movies where I feel like a lot could have been solved with a conversation. Like, hey, this is the guy I'm after.
Or
it's like, so tell me about, you know, about your job. Oh, you know, I'm looking for this guy right now. His name's Snyder. He looks like Steven Seagal, but fit. And then he would be like, you know what? That's weird. I actually worked with a guy named Snyder.
And he came to my house and threatened me.
But I know where he is if you want to find him.
And he almost killed your children. Why do they got goggles? It just bothers me.
You got to protect the eyes, man.
And they have like fucking semi-automatic machine gun. I was like, if I was in there, I would have shot all those kids. I'm like, fuck it. Like, I'm going to jail anyway.
That's true.
And then they play Power the Kid, roll credits.
I that's the rap song, right? That's playing at the end?
No, it's also playing when they're playing basketball. Do you like he fucking flew when he dunked it?
But they lost.
He dunked it.
It was
he
to 10.
He dunked it twice.
They were playing to, there's the basketball game. They're playing to 10.
They score at least that many.
The three ninjas, well, two of the three ninjas, yeah, pretty much showing off again. That's why, because he had to show off again. I'm not showing off. I'm playing basketball. That's what Rocky says.
They should have shown in like Three Ninjas, High Noon, Mega Mountain. They would be teenagers, like him getting an awkward hand job from Emily
on the roller coaster.
like
fear.
Like the opposite, though.
Is Emily in that one?
No, I don't think so. Because there's one they go to Japan.
That's either knuckle up or kick back.
Yeah, and Rocky, like, I don't know why it's not centered on Colt being the like main one, but he is the main one. I feel like.
No, in this one, it totally feels like it's Rocky.
Does it?
Yes.
I always think it's Colt.
You just like Colt more, so that's why you think
no,
so.
No, but he seems like he's getting more. He gets more time.
No, Rocky does.
Rocky has a love interest.
Rocky has a love interest. Rocky is like trying is the one who's
well, he's
who's
Leonardo,
who's pretty much always trying to stop like the fights from happening.
He's Leonardo.
But yeah, but he also it's like I feel like there's more with him as far as like motive, like even like
Colt's Raphael.
Yeah, because Colt doesn't even have a character arc, but
and
Rocky
Tum-Tum
does.
Doesn't either.
Yeah, they don't have character arcs, but Rocky at least has even if it is a stupid one.
Tum-Tum's
he actually does
Tum-Tum's
have a character.
Michelangelo.
And then she's like, you know what? You could show off now.
And then he beats the shit out of a child.
Yeah. I mean, he's older than them.
Are they going to show where like the parent is going to his house? Like, your son like violently beat the shit out of my child. Well, he stole their bike.
But the dad
wouldn't know that because he's a shitty dad.
That's all right. They got pizza.
And then that grandpa went on to fight Lopan.
He fought Lopan first.
Oh, that's true. He was in better shape then than he was in this.
He gave Kurt Russell a potion that made him feel kind of invincible.
I'm not scared at all. Some of the greatest scenes in film history.
That's just a fantastic movie.
It really is.
It's all in the reflexes. You just tell him what old Jack Burton always says. The check's in the mail.
He just jumped down and everyone
was down. He's just doing a John Wayne impression.
But
like,
that's him.
In that movie. But I mean, like, he's really doing like a John Wayne impression.
But it just. That's
and it's amazing. But he's also nothing. Like, in that movie, it's just great how everything happens around him. And it's. But they treat it like he's like this. And he does. He does. To be fair, he kills Lopan. Because it is all in the reflexes. Yeah, when he catches the knife and throws it back right back at him. I'm like, oh, okay, that was cool. But, like, for the most part.
There's just these movies that I think, like, change actors to where, like, Scarface forever changed his voice.
It's possible.
Because if you watch Godfather 1 and 2, he doesn't sound ridiculous.
But he doesn't sound ridiculous in some of the other movies
yes,
after
he does.
Scarface. No, not in that era.
What other ones? You're telling me
Dog Day Afternoon?
Serpico?
Yeah.
he's doing his current voice.
I think the movie that changed him. No, I think the movie that you're thinking of that truly changed him and where he became the Al Pacino
Sin of a Woman.
Is Sin of a Woman.
Yeah, that makes
Hoo-wah!
Sense. Yeah, okay.
I mean, that's, yeah.
All right, yeah. That's true.
Because it's not like after Scarface in every movie, he's like talking about how a woman's polluted. Yeah. He's not doing that accent.
But it just messed up his voice. Like, he just stopped speaking normal tone.
No, like I said, Sin of a Woman is where we got what you call modern. She got a huge ass.
And he in Spanish, he said that his friend's fucking her in the ass at home.
Yes.
That movie can't be good. There's no way in hell that movie's good.
Which one?
What's the Devil's Advocate?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I've never seen it.
And then we...
I've legitimately never seen it, even though it was a guy in high school that we were friends with. It was like his favorite movie.
Because of the nudity.
Yes. And Alex Park loved his nudity. He did. What are you going to do?
And Gladiator.
Oh. Oh, man. But yeah. No, this... Okay. I get that it's a kid's movie.
My kids loved it.
Sure. But...
As a movie, it's not good.
No. I even feel like the argument of, well, it's a kid's movie is no longer a valid argument because there are some really...
Oh, no.
There's like, amazing great kids films.
Monsters, Inc. is amazing.
Yes. And I'm not... But even of like the live action kids stuff, there's like stuff out there that is like truly great.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then there's this.
Like Little Giants is great.
Yeah.
Mighty Ducks is a good movie.
They're better than this.
Yeah, I know. They're not great, though.
I mean, Little Giants kind of is.
Little Giants is great.
I think Little Giants is better than Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, I do, too.
But, yeah, this does not...
Oh, Rookie of the Year is better.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. I think that's Little not Giants even a, is better.
It's not even a question.
I think that's, like, my favorite one. I mean, Rookie of the Year is great.
I think Rookie of the Year is my favorite one now.
Because it got Jeff Daniels. Not Jeff Daniels.
You just confused me so hard. I'm
Who's
like
the one that gets electrocuted.
Daniel Stern. There you go.
Because of him. Wait, he directed it, right?
He did.
That's crazy.
But yeah, this does not hold up. Like, I don't even think this is a movie I would watch with my son when he's of ninja age.
He'll like it. Kids will just like it.
He'll know better.
Every movie that I've showed them that we enjoyed as kids, my kids have liked it. Because they're kids and don't know any better, how can you hate it? It's just nonstop of kids doing karate. Like, that's what it is.
Nah.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's not like me watching Ernest Scared Stupid. That's different because that's just a work of art.
That is true.
It's a legitimate, like, great movie. It's funny.
I mean, I don't know if I would call it a great movie. But
it's like a good kid movie. Because it's funny.
Meak.
Yeah. You know, you're a cute dog, but you are one ugly kid.
But yeah, no, this does not hold up. All right, Nick.
This is an AMPM hot dog. I would not recommend anyone to ever watch this movie. But I enjoyed it. I did. It went by, I think it was like 35 minutes long.
That part is true. But I can't believe you actually enjoyed it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But also, you were watching with your kids who were enjoying it, so that helps. Like, no, I guess that also helps your viewing experience.
Even if I was just watching it, I think I would just enjoy it. Because of the ridiculousness of, like, how shitty it also is. Because there's that.
So this is like The Room for you. Like, it's so bad, it's good.
Yeah, but The Room, I don't like. The Room's worse than this movie.
But it's amazing. I would rather watch The Room again than this.
I wouldn't.
Oh, I would watch The Room. Not a question. Hi, doggy. You're my favorite customer.
Fuck you, motherfucker. That's the best part of the movie.
Everyone's against me.
But yeah, I mean, I think by myself, I would be like, man, this is pretty great. But it's not great. So this is definitely AMPM hot dog.
Why is it
situation.
Called The Room?
I don't know.
I feel like we probably asked this when we actually watched the movie for the show, but...
Hey, think about it, man. No. That's all you got to tell someone. Hey, think about it.
Hi, doggy. You're my favorite customer.
I like how throughout time he just changed like what it was about or what he meant by it.
He's embracing the fact that people love it because it's bad.
Now
so he's
he is.
Just claiming that, yeah, it was always that. No, it wasn't.
And he just wanted to be all up on some girl.
I did not hit her.
And I think Arnold Schwarzenegger is pretty cool and he's buff.
We'll talk about that eventually. We will talk about Arnold's eventually, but not today. But also, yeah. Also, we may miss weeks here and there. I'm trying to bank stuff, but as my son's birth is getting closer, some things are going to happen, but like I said, we're gonna try and bank some, so hopefully we don't miss too much. You'll know when they're really banked because we'll stop trying to say recommendations because it's just gonna be like the same thing time stamped. Like, yeah, But yeah, just know that we're
do Pearl of the Orient.
No,
and Barbies on Butt Row.
Don't I find them?
Dirty Debutantes.
Find them. Find them so we can do them.
I wish I could. Horny Henry's Gringo Mexican Sex Fiesta.
No. You know, that was like a Mad Libs of all the words in that title, because it is a long title. It's Horny Henry's Mexico Adventure, : Gringo Sex Fiesta.
Okay, there it is. What a magical time. Those kids stealing from a video store. Eminem Video, that's why you're shut down.
Yeah, that's why. Hey. Just because video stores video stopped stores being. Are all. You know what, though? But then it turned into a Quiznos. And that was an upgrade.
No, that was further down.
Was it? Those was it? Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah.
It turned into a pet hospital.
That's right. Which is good, I guess. Pets need hospitals. Yeah.
They don't wheel them around, though, in like little like animal beds and stuff.
What are you going to do? What would you do? Yeah, you can find me playing Travis. And then this week I'll recommend. There's something else we just started watching. I always have. You know what? The Penguin. The Penguin on HBO Max. It's on HBO and it's on Max. It's really good. I mean, it's basically. I mean, it's a solid quality show. Colin Farrell's doing work, and Kristen Milioti's doing work in it too.
He's not sexy though.
Colin Farrell's always sexy.
Not in this.
Okay. He's still Colin. No, he's got those eyes, man.
No, I mean, they literally just were like, we're just going to make you, you're just a different person. I mean, he's literally just a different person.
Whoa, take it easy, sweetheart.
Because, I mean, he could.
Oh, why are you showing me this?
I mean, he couldn't have gained that much weight. Because I'm like, even if they, like, tried to ugly him up, it would just look like, it would look weird. So, like, we're just going to make you a different person. Because we can't ugly up Colin Farrell. You can't.
I know. That's why he's still hot.
No, he's not, though.
No.
It's just a different person.
He's still.
You ask anybody who doesn't know that, you'd be like, that's Colin Farrell. What the fuck?
Oh, they did that on set originally for the Batman movie, too. There were people who hadn't seen him go through the makeup. So when he came out of doing the makeup, he went and talked to people trying to fool them. Like, and it worked.
It's great makeup. Like, that makeup is crazy. Did that get nominated for an Oscar for, like, its makeup?
I mean, I feel like it should have if it didn't. But, you know, who knows? Yeah, there's that. And then,
it's your breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I don't know what he ever said. That. Oh, yeah, that was in the.
Isn't a sex tape.
That was in the leaked video. But yeah, it's a good show. Do you have anything you want to recommend and where people can find you?
No, not really.
All right. Well, there you go. Oh, yeah. Say something.
Ninjas are not happy.
They're happy-ish.
That was weird. Like, I guess it's just because of the title works. Three ninjas, because it wouldn't be like three karate kids. I mean, they could have done that because that's just copying Karate Kid.
That's true. That is very much true. Anyways, AAA, gone, not forgotten.
I love you. I will be too. spin us around. I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so.